as I said, our interview with Franklin was very interesting. What is happening, particularly in the rural communities of America with incarceration, is pretty frightening. The United States essentially has the highest documented incarceration rate in the world. And I would say the majority of those people were incarcerated for nonviolent crimes, particularly because of the war on drugs. In Let's Go to the Movies tonight, our movie is The House I Live In, which is one of the best recent documentaries on the war on drugs. And it really helps you understand the explosive growth in the U.S. prison complex. If you read my story, Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, you'll sort of understand why I say that there are many, many people in prison today who are railroaded in for relatively minor crimes or for nothing at all. And if you look at who is guilty of serious crimes in this country, particularly those that really harm people, I would say most of the really powerful and effective criminals are roaming free. But as I said, I think the model of the prison model in this country has turned into something which is really the Nazi model done on a free-range basis and made much more profitable. If you look at the numbers in Dylan Reed, I show you why I say that the for every prisoner in a prison, you have 10 American taxpayers in a tax prison. If you look at the costs, this is a very uneconomic model for the U.S. government. In 1996, the General Accounting Office estimated that each prisoner each year cost upwards of $154,000 a year. That's including all the capital costs. So this is a highly uneconomic model.